Over the years, there have been many tents set up in many places and efforts to preach the gospel, and I would say this may be one that's used quite often. But I don't have anything new here tonight, but I don't want anything new.
No,
we need to hold the low pass. Wherein lies the good way. That works, people. How do I know it works? Well, it worked in me.
Amen.
Yeah. It worked in me. I'm going to take a reading lesson here, try to, from the 16th chapter of Luke. Very familiar reading. Oh, y'all, it's an account that Jesus gives here. I've heard some call it a parable, but I believe with all my heart, it's a factual account that Jesus gives. It concerns a certain rich man and a poor beggar named Lazarus. Call him by name. Certain rich man. But this whole reading lesson here is Jesus speaking. It's absolute truth, people.
Man.
No error, no folly, no anything in it. It's just absolute truth.
Amen.
People, it's good for us. It tells us a lot. It tells us about life. It tells us about death. And it tells us about eternity. Sure does. We're going to try to look at them tonight with the help of God. This 19th verse of this 16th chapter here says, "And there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day." It says, "And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores." You know, tonight, oftentimes when we read the scriptures, we read things into them that's not even there, really. You know, even us as Christians can read these scriptures And we think we get a worldly mind to us, and we get to thinking about that rich man. You know, he had fine clothes. You know, he had purple. That was a sign of royalty. And he fared to live a luxurious life. You know, the world would think that is just what they want. And you know, sometimes we get to thinking that's what we want too.
That's right.
Yeah.
We get to thinking, if I just had this, I'd be happy. Or if I just had that, I'd be happy. I think each and every one of us knows somebody personally that the more they get, the more they want. They might be satisfied with a little while with this, and then in a little while they'll need something else and move on. You know, the wise man Solomon wrote that he that loveth silver not satisfied with silver. And he that loveth abundance is not satisfied with increase. Then it's vanity, it's nothing. We know people that just have a hard time getting satisfied with what they want, with what they got. They can't enjoy what they've got for wanting something else.
Right. You're right.
You know, and the world would look at that man and think that he's got all these fine clothes and he's got all the food that he wants and he can live luxuriously. But I tell you what, we've been studying in Job in Sunday school, and Job come up with a statement that said, "Man born of woman is of few days and full of trouble." You know, we witness with our own eyes, even these people that we think of as having everything that they need and they want, there comes times when they find trouble.
Yeah.
I tell you what, when trouble comes in their life, they can wrap up in that purple fine robe. But I tell you what, you let me get wrapped up in the arms of Jesus when trouble comes my way.
Amen.
That's what I desire.
Amen.
Yeah, they would go on and they talk about this poor beggar here, poor pitiful Lazarus. You know, yeah, Jesus said that he is in a bad shape in body. He's in bad shape. He didn't have no substance to sustain him. He laid out on the ground. And you know, he desired crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. And he didn't have all he wanted to eat. He went hungry a lot. Oh, world say, boy, I won't be in his shoes. But I tell you what, I say when some of them crumbs come his way that he desires, he'd bow his head and give a thanks for them.
Yeah.
I can see that. I tell you what, when he'd lay at that gate, lay his head down at night, he may not have but a rock to lay his head on. Didn't have much. Didn't have a bed. But I tell you what, I could hear him. Lord, I might not make it tomorrow. I'm hungry. I'm hurting. I'm sore. But, oh, God, I've got a better place to go.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, poor Lazarus. Yeah, in all his troubles and sorrows, he could still find some joy and some peace. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah. You just look at Stephen. I tell you what, they was gnashing on him with their teeth. They were fixing to take him out and stone him. This spirit come up on him, got in him. He looked up, he seen Jesus standing at the right hand of God. He started crying out as they're throwing them rocks at him. Lord, receive my spirit. Yeah, he found peace in troubled time. You look at old Paul and Silas when they laid in that inner prison. They beat them. I'm sure it wasn't easy beating either. They're sore. Took them in there and locked them in chains and in the stocks. And I tell you what, something come over them. They started singing some praises.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tell you what, the spirit passed by. It shook them walls, and them doors sprung open, and them chains fell off, and them locks fell off. I tell you what, they were in troubled time, but I tell you, there was a peace that come in there.
Amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, I can read about examples in the Bible, but I can tell you at times when I laid at the gate, and I desired some crumbs, something to sustain me. I've had them times. I believe each and every one of us had. And the Lord passed by. Mm-hmm. And I felt peace. Yeah. Oh, poor Lazarus. Boy, you look at it the way the world looked and they wouldn't want any part of Lazarus. But I tell you what, he's comforted today.
Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you what, in life, in his troubles, in his sorrows, tell you what, he still had time. He found comfort.
Amen.
He still found time. He had joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Yeah, it wasn't from the situation he was in. No, it wasn't from his physical being. It wasn't from his physique that was hurting and full of sores. I tell you, it come from down deep inside.
Amen.
Yeah. We've got access, you've been saved by the grace of God. We've got access to that same joy today if we'll just submit.
That's right.
Amen.
We'll call on Him. Put our trust in Him. If we won't be chasing the things of this world and looking for the things that rich man had that didn't satisfy, we can have joy and peace through the worst circumstances you can have. You know, and even Doc Collins, you might not like this, but I'm going to say it anyway. It says the dogs came and licked his sores. You know, I'd always heard, I don't know, it may have come from this scripture itself where there was a little healing property and a dog licking a wound. I don't know. It may be the best recipe for an infection is. I really don't know. I can't tell you. But I tell you what, if God sent them dogs to Lazarus, they comforted him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
God can do that, people.
That's right.
God can take even the animals and he can comfort us with them. You know, I can remember a time that I sit out on the back porch at my house and another one of them times I felt like I just laying at the gate. Wondered, oh gosh, I can't do this. Just can't do it. And this little bitty old hummingbird comes down and just flutters about that far from my face. Not just for a second, but I'm telling you, it just stood there and fluttered. And it danced around. Did a pretty little dance. You know, it never said a word, but oh God, it spoke to my heart.
Amen.
It sure did. I tell you what, if God can make that little bird do that, he can get me through what I'm facing.
Yeah,
it spoke to my heart. You won't convince me that God didn't send it there. You won't. You know, I've got another instance where God used some animals. A few years ago, we was down at Cape Cove, down at the Smoky Mountains, and we were trying to hold the service, and things got slack, and there wasn't a soul in there. So you know what we did? We got down and tried to pray. We won't praise Jesus. We want to spread the gospel. We got down on wooden floor of that old church. Probably dust, it didn't matter. Lord, send the people by. Give us an opportunity. Maybe just one, Lord. We don't know. You know what he did? Yeah, he did it. God did it. I tell you what, he sent three prayers, a mother and two cubs. And they walked up in the yard of that church. There's a cemetery right over next to it. They got up on the tombstone playing around. You know what a bear does in Cape Cove? It'll bring a crowd in. I bet there's 100 people out in that yard.
Woo! Yes, it was!
Some of them come in.
Yes, it was.
They got to hear some singing about Jesus. They got to hear preaching the gospel. Yeah. God uses things.
Amen.
Yeah, if God sent them a dog to Lazarus, they give him comfort. Yeah. I believe that.
Amen.
Yeah, that don't sound too sanitary. Maybe not. But I tell you what else don't sound sanitary is spitting in the dust and making a little clay and rubbing it on a blind man's eyes that hadn't seen from his birth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the world's frown on that one. They sure would. But I tell you, he said, go wash. He went and washed. He come back seeing.
Amen.
Yeah, God can do it.
Amen.
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 It says here, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angel unto Abraham's bosom. That's heaven. That's where God's at.
Amen.
Carried him to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. It came to pass. You know, death was not a respecter, but that man had a lot of money. It wasn't a respecter that Lazarus had nothing. It came to pass on both of them.
Yeah.
And my Bible teaches me that the living know that they should die.
Yeah.
You know, that become a real fact. I don't know when I really realized that. But I tell you what, June the 4th of 1977, I realized that I was going to die. Oh, it scared me to death. It put a great fear in my heart. Because I lost. God was dealing with my heart. Yeah. I know that's going to die. And I know what life's going to have to face if I did. You know, probably someone went to God, stood up, maybe read these scriptures to me. Thank God for the old saints that have stood through the years tried to just preach Jesus. The only way. But you know, death come to both of them. It says here that that rich man was buried. Boy, I bet they made a big to-do out of his funeral. I bet they brought flowers. They do it today. They carried him, buried him in a nice tomb someplace or a grave somewhere. Probably put a nice marker on it. You know, there's probably a lot of them there that are thinking, what I'm going to get. He had a lot. Some of that's going to be mine. Didn't care a thing in the world about him. Well, we see that today. Didn't care a thing in the world. But you know, it says that the angels carried Lazarus. You know, it doesn't mention what they did with his body. He didn't have anybody to care for him in life, and I doubt he had anybody to care for him in death. They may have drug it off to the side someplace. But you know, both of them went to dust. But see, we're going to get to the meat of the matter here. All these things we talked about were things that had happened in life. And then they died. It's important the man wants to die after this is done. We'll have to stand before God. There's an eternity ahead of each and every one of us.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. There is. You know, it says, and in hell he lift his eyes, being in torment. And seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water to cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good thing. Likewise, Lazarus, evil thing. But now he's comforted, and thou are tormented. All those things that the rich man had didn't do him a bit of good.
Right.
There Lazarus wasn't comforted. Didn't have nothing. He had it all.
Amen.
Yeah. Richest poor man. Rich poor man. You know, thought about that rich man become a beggar. You know, he was wanting just for Lazarus to dip his finger in water and touch it to his tongue. You know, that'd be no comfort, man.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely none. But you know, he is begging for any mercy he could get.
Right.
He couldn't find it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Drop of water do you no good. You know, I pulled a good one even this summer. I thought it's hot outside and I'd want a good cold drink of water. Had to go out on the coal pile up there, so I froze me some water. Boy, I wasn't smart enough to realize I'd really thirsty before them things thawed out. I got up there and got a little sip, but the rest of it I just got dropped in the tub. You know, that drop wouldn't even satisfy a natural thirst.
Mm-hmm.
Sure wouldn't. I just, it may have been 95. Well, I'll tell you what, but it says that he is tormented in those flames.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it wasn't just a burning on the outside. I tell you what, there was a burning on the inside.
Mm.
And you know what? He had a memory.
Man.
Abraham told him, said, remember in thy lifetime that I received good things. He had a memory. You know, I bet he may have been able to remember back to a sitting, maybe something like tonight. I'm sure it'd be different, but let me, somebody got to tell him about Jesus, a Redeemer. Does that be sacked? You know, he didn't interest him. He's more, I thought he was more worried about the material things that he might get. Or maybe he thought, I'll worry about that later. Oh, that's a dangerous situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll worry about that later. Friend, you might not have later.
Right.
You know, it goes on and it says, and besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. So that they which pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass from us that would come from them. You know, there was a gulf fixed. You know, when God fixes something, it's fixed.
Yeah.
You know, you don't move. That means that it is permanent. You know, I'll say this, there's not a single person in heaven that wants to get out. Not a single one. I'll say that on the authority of God's word and what it tells me that heaven's going to be like. Joy unspeakable.
Right.
And the presence of Almighty and Holy God. Being able to bow at the feet of your Savior. No more tears. No more heartache. No more pain. Why would you want to get out? Oh, they ain't. But I tell you what, there's not a soul in hell that doesn't desire to get out.
Amen.
All the time. Their greatest desire would be to get out of that place. But there's a great gulf. It's fixed. That gulf's a span. It's fixed. It's eternal. Think about that. Everything else here we've talked about, the life and the good things and the bad things, you know, they were just temporary. Just lasted a little while. You know, the Bible says, 70, 80 years? Span of a man, if he lives that long, there's no guarantee of that. I'm 50 years old. You know, 80 don't sound that old to me. It sure don't. I tell you what, it's swiftly passing by.
Amen.
Yeah.
Young people, I will tell you this, that you better take opportunity each and every time you got it, because before you know it, you'll turn around and it'll be way behind you.
Yeah.
Be way behind you. Then he said, I pray thee, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come to this terrible place. You know, not only did that rich man not want to be in hell, he didn't want his brethren to be there. And you know, I thought about this today, that, you know, I don't know the age of that rich man. But evidently didn't have no children. I tell you what, if he'd had children, it just makes sense to me that he'd say, I've got some children at home. Send somebody back to them.
Mm-hmm.
He may not have been old enough to have children. But he had 5 brothers that he wanted somebody to go back to warn, not to come to this terrible place. That it was torture.
Oh, amen.
That they was a flame. That burned and burned and burned. And never was quenched. The bad place, people.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, the Bible talks about the beauties of heaven. You know, we can't even imagine in our minds, in our hearts, how beautiful heaven's going to be.
True.
I tell you Man. What, you can't imagine in your mind and heart how bad hell's going to be.
Yeah.
Lord,
yeah.
You can't do it. You know, as long as we're here in life, we got hope. Because God's still on his throne.
Right.
And his Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus, is not willing that any would perish, but all would come to repentance.
Amen.
You got hope. But I tell you what, when it comes to pass that you die, all hope's gone.
Amen.
It's on the other side of that great gulf that's fixed. That no man can span. That's where all hope is. It's over there in Abraham, where Lazarus was. Oh, I tell you what, our hope today, it's going to end in sight one day. You've been saved by the grace of God. We won't have to wonder about heaven. We won't have to wonder about how it'll be. We'll get to experience.
Amen.
God help you here if you're lost.
Mercy.
You'll have an experience too. If you fail to repent and get saved, you'll have an experience too. It'll be an eternal experience. Mm-hmm. But it'll all be bad. It's all be bad. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Wouldn't be persuaded. But people, we heard about a glorious gospel last night.
Amen.
I want to tell you, there is one that has rose from the dead.
Amen.
And I tell you what, I can tell you about a time in my life where the Spirit of God persuaded me. It convinced me that Jesus was alive, and I needed Him. But I tell you what, I got to the place where I tried everything. I tried to make deals. I tried to make promises. I'll be good. I'll do this. I'll try to do that. But it didn't do a bit of good. But I tell you what, I got to a place where I just wanted it.
Yeah.
Where I wanted. I wanted to be saved more than anybody. Purple and fine linen didn't mean anything to me. Oh, it has some time since then. I've got wigged. But I tell you what, that night it didn't mean anything. Luxury life didn't mean a thing
Amen.
To me.
Amen.
Oh, I've desired it since then. Yeah, here in this world. But I tell you what, that night I didn't desire. I wanted one thing. That
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
That Jesus. Hey, friend, I don't know where anybody stands, but I tell you what, that's what you'll have to do. You'll have to turn from everything in this world, turn towards God.
Amen.
And you'll have to put your complete faith. You'll have to believe. That means completely entrust your
Amen.
Soul, eternal soul, to the one that hung on the cross
right.
and died and was buried and rose again and is alive forevermore and is sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you tonight. If you'll come to Him in that manner, you'll find that peace. That regardless of what this life holds for you, you'll be able to lay down at night. Say, Lord, if I don't wake up in the morning, I've got a better place to go.
mm-hmm.
Got a better home waiting. I tell you what, that's gospel. That's good news, people.
Amen.
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 That Jesus loved us today to come to this wicked world. Oh, yeah, they treated Jesus wicked, worse than any man had ever been treated. They treated our Savior that way.
Amen.
And He endured it. Created all that is but was willing to endure that treatment for you and for me. You know, that's what I deserved. He said, I'll take it for you. He said, I'll take it for you. He poured out his lifeblood. He gave it all. He didn't hold anything back. Lost friend, that's what you'll have to do. You'll have to go to him, not hold anything back. Put your complete faith and trust in him.
Amen.
Brother Wayne, let's get a song together. May God bless you tonight. I don't know if it's what you got out of this message, but I tell you what, the Lord give me something.
Before we sing, I just want to say how thankful I am for what I feel in my heart tonight. And I thank God for letting me put the things of this world aside right now, because I've been stressed out all day. I was stressed out before we came here because it's not looking good for our country. But just knowing that no matter what happens, no matter who wins tomorrow or tonight or tomorrow, whenever they decide, that God's still on the throne. And he's still in control. And Christians are going to have to be stronger and more united than ever. But I'm so thankful for what I feel in my heart tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Lost friend, if you're here tonight, the Lord's moving on you. If you feel that tugging in your heart, he's trying to persuade you. You know, you can turn it aside and you can reject it. But I tell you what, you'll have a memory one day. Life's over. You'll remember this opportunity that God afforded you.
Amen.
You'll remember every opportunity that God's given you. And that'll be a torment to you. It'll be a torment to you. I don't know if I just hate it. I had a all-loving Savior just drawing me to repentance. And I wouldn't hate it. May God bless you.
146.
Good place to bow up here. You can pray any place you're at. But you'll have to pray.
Brother Strode, I need to say something before you sing. I don't know why that I feel so strongly about this, but, you know, tonight we're here. We're gathered under a tent. It's raining. The ground, I mean, the floor here is grass. You know, we've got a little mourner's bench here that's not like the one we've got not far from here in our church building. This tent is, I mean, it's already got dark spots all over from where it's weathered. But you know, let me tell you something. If you seek the Lord and get saved here tonight, this place will be beautiful
yeah.
for you.
Amen.
I mean, it'll be beautiful to you. And, I was thinking, this just came to my mind while we were praying earlier. I was thinking about something that I read when in the early years of Virginia, when our preachers were being persecuted for preaching, and there were some of them that had been put in an old nasty prison, a flea-infested prison, and they gave this testimony. They said, prisons would palaces prove if Jesus would dwell with us there? A prison could be a palace.
Amen.
Brother Strode, if the Lord's there, couldn't
Amen.
It?
Amen.
And Brother Mike is right. Take the whole world, just give me Jesus.
Amen.
He can light this place up, can't he?
Yeah. Amen.
He's satisfied.
He's satisfied.
Number 146.